We are joined by two more of our experts by experience. We have Claire and we have Ryan. So very welcome. Now, Claire, you're double thumbs up. You're going for this, aren't you? You're good.
Yes.
Please tell us three things about yourself. What would you like us to know about Claire?
I am Claire. I like football, playing FIFA 2026. On my PlayStation and listen to the music.
Right, so you've got some very definite things you enjoy. What, Claire, is there anything that you don't get to do that you would like to do? Is there things that you haven't been able to do because of your disability?
No.
No, you just get out and do everything you want to do. That's great too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very good. And I'd like to know, how can people help you live your best life?
Well, I'm 55 years of age.
Yes.
And I like, I got a new boy band called The Monkees from the 60s.
Oh, yeah, they were amazing, weren't they?
Davy is my boyfriend.
Davy Jones, yes. Yeah. He was He's very cute.
Jockey.
Yeah.
He's a former Coronation Street lad.
That's right. Yeah. I think you and I have got some similar memories because we're in that age bracket, aren't we? I loved the Monkees. They were fantastic. So do you still watch them on TV, the Monkees?
Yeah, I got it on YouTube apparently. And
oh.
I got all the CDs my sister gave me.
Wonderful.
I got it on my wall.
Sounds like you're leading your best life already.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done you. Right, I'm going to ask Ryan some questions now. Now, you're a bit nervous, aren't you?
Yes.
No need to be, though, is there? So, Ryan, tell us three things about yourself you'd like people to know.
Well, I'm Ryan. I love Good Omens, the TV show, and gaming, and I like singing.
You like singing? Brilliant. Are you singing out in public or just in the shower? Is it something you let other people listen to?
I mainly record it and then I play it back to some people that I can trust.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I can build up some confidence at least.
Yeah, very, very cool. Yeah, everyone has to start somewhere with that, don't they? So is there anything you would like to do that you haven't been able to?
Well, with my disability, that kind of implies with everything in today's life, it's really hard to find jobs for someone who's autistic.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a really important part of this story, isn't it? That actually only about 6% of adults with a learning disability actually have a job.
Yeah.
And that's not because they can't, but it's because it isn't always made that easy, is it? And there aren't always the adjustments that are needed for someone to do a job. So
yeah,
if you could have a dream job, what would it be? I haven't told you I was going to ask you this, but is there a job you'd love to do?
Well, when I was going through sixth form, I did want to be an actor. Mm-hmm. I had pretty good grades in acting. I was going to almost be there.
I could see you doing that.
But then the real life hit me and got a proper job.
Something you might do in the future, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
I still have that what if question.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So if there's one thing that people meeting you could do that would actually help you, what would it be?
I don't know. Very simply, I really don't know. I'm pretty independent on my own.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, pretty mellow guy.
I think one of the things, because I only met you a few months ago, didn't I?
Yes.
Come across so confident, but I get the impression that you work pretty hard at that, and some days you're not feeling it as much as you're giving it off.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair?
I kind of put on a facade
around
some people.
Yeah. So I think that goes to the final thing that as a group we talked about, which was you don't know what's going on for other people, so be kind always, isn't it? So, you know, I might turn up, I might look really confident, but it doesn't mean that inside I'm not quaking in my shoes.
Yeah.
So is that something we want to kind of remind people?
Yeah.
Yeah,
big
absolutely.
Time.
So, yeah, give people the time and the space. The four of you who've turned up here today, I know we've talked a lot about this, we've prepared for it. It is a huge deal that you've come here today. We in the LD team, she's not on a mic, but Molly, one of my colleagues from the LD team, is here.
Hello.
You can join in. Come on in.
Okay.
We're just so proud of these people, aren't we? Turning up today, firstly, that's
Definitely.
A major achievement. And then actually sitting in the studio and talking to us is fantastic. So you're all superstars in our eyes.
Definitely, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing achievement. Just being able to tell your stories, I guess.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Absolutely. So if you're listening at home and you are somebody with a learning disability or you support somebody with a learning disability, what would we like to say to those people?
Well, something my granddad always said to me when I found out I had autism, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be who you are.
Yeah, don't try and be something you're not. I think that's a really good
that's
way to live
your
life.
That's something he also
said. Yeah, absolutely. Don't try and be someone just to fit in with people's expectations.
Yeah.
Is absolutely spot on. So I think you've absolutely done the learning disability community proud by coming in here today, all four of you. Absolutely brilliant. And this interview is being recorded. It's going on the Vectus Radio website. It'll be on after about 3:30 this afternoon. And you can listen to it back if you want to, but again, only if you want to.
You're good.
But your family and friends can definitely listen in, and it's something we at Vectus Radio are very proud to support people into radio. And I think we've got some future superstars in this group, I have to say. We might be out of a job, Alex.
Yeah. I think we've been made redundant, haven't we?
Could be. Right, so thank you so much for coming in. You can all take a deep breath and relax now. We're going to have some more music. It's Buffalo Springfield with